If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
To act and react in ways you never did before, because this is so different from all of the world, those known as good as well as those bad, it makes you the odd person out. You are not natural.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thanks, Jerry. My friend, I grew up having dogs. Most of them were unimaginatively named Fluffy. They were generally some kind of border collie mix, a mutt, but friendly as could be. And when my wife and I were settling into our life, we also got a dog, another mix, this time part Dachshund, part Beagle, named Hansel. But then when he died, we got another mix and, of course, named her Fluffy. But from first to last, my dogs had places where they were most comfortable. And especially for one of my fluff dogs growing up, she was most comfortable in her house. An outside dog, you see. And when she had pups one time, she had them in a hollow tree. Enclosed places were comfortable, secure, and warm. Humans, too, seek comfortable, secure, and warm. Our home is our castle, and when you are without a home, you seek something approximate. It is not comforting to be without security, and from the baby in the womb to the older person not willing to leave their home for a nursing home, we all want to settle into warm, safe places. But could this be a bad thing? Well, we're going to talk about that today on Wings of the Morning. But now, listen to this fun but serious message from Big Daddy Weave, Give My Life Away.
Spend it, throw it out when it's broken. Like a hamster on a wheel, keep on making the spokes spin. Do I have what I have, or does it have me? There's only one way to know I can be free. I wanna give my life. Believe when you're scared of what might be, but you'll never find what you need hanging on so tightly, because life's not the kind of gift that you can hold. The only way you can keep it is to let it go. We'll be right back.
In Paul's letter to the churches in Galatia, chapters 4 and 5, he says, "Now you brothers, like Isaac, are children of promise. At that time, the son born in the ordinary way persecuted the son born by the power of the Spirit. It is the same now, but what does Scripture say? Get rid of the slave woman and her son, for the slave woman's son will never share in the inheritance with the free woman's son. Therefore, brothers, we are not children of the slave woman, but of the free woman. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by the yoke of slavery." So the situation he is talking about here is, of course, Abraham, Sarah, her slave Hagar, Isaac, the son of promise, and Ishmael, Abraham's son by Hagar. What Paul is describing is what happened. Ishmael was jealous of Isaac because Isaac was getting the inheritance as the firstborn, even though Ishmael was older. And so he persecuted Isaac, as we know from Genesis chapter 21. It was then not only history, but a lesson, a metaphor for all since. And so Paul uses it. God never meant for any offspring of Abraham to be the child of promise except which he brought about miraculously from Abraham and Sarah. So the natural and fleshly activity of Abraham and Hagar, and even Sarah, because she encouraged it, was not acceptable. God instead did a transformative, miraculous birth through Abraham and Sarah. But then what Paul is illustrating is that, like Abraham trying to fix things himself, because, you know, he needed an heir. He is like all of us in whatever non-godly lifestyle we participated or still participate in. For these Galatians, the comfortable, secure lifestyle, that which made them feel good, was the legalistic religion of the Judaizers. Before coming to Christ, they may have been practicing the Mosaic Law, or maybe they were practicing pagans. But now it felt comfortable to put themselves back into the chains of legalism. But maybe your problem is not legalism, but you're tempted to go back into something else that made you feel comfortable. Maybe it was a relationship that you know from the Bible is immoral, but it's comfortable. It's easy in the atmosphere of our culture to always think of sex, but it is slavery to be in immorality, not freedom in Christ. Maybe you are tempted to operate in the office or your home like you did before you came to Christ. The office was filled with politics and backstabbing, greed, and gossip. Your home was filled with discord, and the television and videos were, well, they were hardly what Jesus would watch. But the old way, the old life, is comfortable, even secure. Maybe you're tempted to go back to this old circle of friends. They have their ways, their customs. Every Friday night they party, or maybe it's just a more innocent game day on Sunday, but it takes the place of God's day. Going back is just comfortable, but that's not good. It's not freedom. That means freedom in Christ is uncomfortable. It is scary because it is even more demanding. In Christ, your heart, your inside person is changed, and it changes the way you think and feel. It's not about putting the chains of the old life around you. It is about letting the love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control of Christ within you come out and cause you to act and react in ways you never did before. Because this is so different from all of the world, those known as good as well as those bad, it makes you the odd person out. You are not natural, like Hagar and Ishmael. You are supernatural, like Isaac. But sometimes it is going to be not fun because you are different. So you are tempted to go back to the comfortable, to the secure, to the go with the flow way, even though it truly is slavery. My friend, life in Christ is freedom, not slavery. But life in Christ is not easy and will not be easy. If you give your life to Christ, if you commit your life fully to Christ and His Holy Spirit, it will transform you inside out. But the outside will still come back and try to get you back. But in the end, my friend, what is better? Well, freedom, of course. So come to Jesus and be free. Stay in Christ and be free. So why don't you pray with me right now? Jesus, dear Jesus, I want you to come in and cleanse me. Change me from the inside out. I want you to have your Holy Spirit live through me. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME. That's 877-306-HOME. Or you can write me at sundaybreakfastmission.org, online, sundaybreakfastmission.org. I want to send you something to help you in this new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at this same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.